This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me do that again. I know we're live, so I'm not telling you to rewind it, but my dad says I go too fast. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always. A pleasure to, yeah, somebody just had to post something in the chat room, but I'll get to it in a minute. Anyway, appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I just want to kick it off. First of all, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, will join us after the first break, and I know he is wound tight right now. I mean, extremely tight. I don't know if you guys heard. Last night as we were doing a show, 12 more people, how that, 12 more people were shot in Chicago. How's that gun law, how are those gun laws working out for you over there, huh? And, you know, every once in a while I'll get an email from somebody who seems to think that I revel in the fact that people are dying or being shot or being hurt, which shows how low, you know, I mean, it shows you your ignorance. Seriously, I'm not reveling in the fact that somebody got hurt. I'm reveling in the fact that we're right. What's it going to take for you to figure out that we're right about this? That you can't keep this up, that you have to make a change. And that in other cities, where they have a tough gun laws but easy to own a gun, when I say that, you know what I mean by that. But the crime rate's down, the murder rate's down, the shooting rate's down. I wonder why that is. And I had a revelation today driving around. I don't get them that often, so I have to talk about them when I get them because I'm at the age now where I forget about them after I get them. I'm driving around today, and I'm listening to Trump on the radio, and I'm hearing all these yo-hos, even on Fox News. I don't know what's happened to Fox. There's something in the atmosphere there. Tell me what you think about this. Some of you tell me what you think about this. Do we want a nice guy, or do we want an effective guy? Are you one of those people that would rather have somebody be kinder and gentler, but get walked all over? Do I want a president that knows how to smile, that doesn't know how to make faces? Or do I want a president that can get the job done, that can wipe out ISIS for real? And I was thinking about that today, that guys like me, you know, I'm considered a little rough around the edges, and I know it's an understatement, no, make fun. I'm a little rough around the edges, right? But we've raised a bunch of, you know, we've said it before in the show, right? You got a bunch of snowflakes out there. And they can't handle it. They don't like it when it sounds mean. I talked to a couple of elderly people even. They go, he just comes across so mean. And I'm thinking, okay, you're having trouble with him being mean? Or you're having trouble with him, the attitude you think. Oh, yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? Yeah. Are you having trouble with him being mean? The attitude, I mean, because I don't think it's mean. I think he just comes off sure of himself, and he's not willing to put up with anything. Look, it gets to a point where, some of you know I'm on the school board, and I'm not that I'm Trump, but I'm not the softest guy around the edges. you know. And I got to the same point. At one point, I realized that there was no way that I was going to make everybody happy. I realized that, people, I got hired, if you would. Not fired, but I got hired. Because that's how I see, when you vote for somebody, you have hired them in. With very little chance, if any, of firing them. That's how, at least that's how I look at it. But if you're going to hire somebody like a Trump in, if you would, or anybody for that matter, I don't need him to be soft and gentler. I don't want him to be soft and kind. I don't want him to be another extension or to you know, corroborate what the snowflakes are saying. And yes, the coffee does taste better in my cup. You are correct. So, you know, one of these days, I'll know what buttons to push. So, the question is, do you want a president that you can kind of connect with? Because you're on the same emotional wavelength as them. That you can have a nice warm friend, you know, you can sit around and have a little tea and English muffins or something. Is that what you want? No. I want somebody who's going to kick butt, take no prisoners. That's what I want. I want a president who can look across the table, and when you threaten the other guy, because that's what you have to do with some of these guys. You don't beg them not to do something. Can you imagine? I want a guy that's going to walk in the room with the Iranian ambassador, with the president, look him in the face and go, hey, dude, here's how this works. You launch one more missile off of one or more of your ships, and it even misses one of my ships by 50 miles, I'm going to turn this in to the biggest lake in the Middle East. It'll be the Lake of Iran. That's what it's going to be. You got it? You hear what I'm saying to you? And no, there won't be any pamphlets. There won't be any warnings. There won't be we're going to launch in 5 minutes. I don't know how to say, oh, crap, in Iranian. But that's about what it would be. Okay, I want somebody to do the same thing that Reagan did. You know, they made fun of Reagan, but the Soviet Union is no longer. He had no intention of building a Star Wars defense system. Absolutely none. But when you sit across from him, can you imagine sitting across from Reagan? He's looking at you smiling and going, yeah, okay. You fire those missiles. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore joins us in a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, as I do every week, I bring on Corey Duncan, but before I get started, I got his mic muted right now because I want him to hear part of this so I can get him totally tightly wound up before I let him go on the show here. So, you know, in the emails and in the FBI paperwork, we've seen now that more and more FBI agents have come out and said they don't want to work for her. They refuse to protect her. Now, think about something. Would you really want somebody protecting you who can't stand your guts, who may not take a bullet for you, who may not hear it coming at you? You know what I'm saying? They may not see exactly what's going on. Now, I'm not suggesting, because I know I'll get the emails, right? So I'm not suggesting that they should allow her to be shot or hurt or anything else. I'm not even suggesting that they look the other way. But if you got this many agents, and there weren't one or two of them, we actually had a senior FBI official that said he didn't want to work for Hillary. He would take a job in Afghanistan before he'd work for Hillary. And the Secret Service agents that I've had on the show and others that you can go out and check out online, they all say the same thing. There isn't one FBI agent that's worked for her. There isn't one Secret Service agent that's worked for her that says she's pleasant and nice to work for. Not a one. That says a lot. Let me bring in Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, but that's what we lovingly refer to him as. Corey, would you work for her?
Yeah, I don't, first of all, thanks for having me come on the show tonight. Always a pleasure. But I guess I shouldn't say this. Well, no, I guess we had to change the parade route and take them so they go through Dealey Plaza. Let me not say that.
No, you shouldn't say that. Don't say that. Not on the air anymore.
Okay, I won't say that. But no, I wouldn't work for it. No.
No, I mean, and would you want somebody protecting you? Even if you're paying them, you know, even if they swore to protect you, I mean, would you want somebody to protect you that doesn't like you at all?
Well, see, the only problem about things like this is that, you know, like I said last week on your show, when you have retired military people like myself, and you know, we go ahead and we lay our lives on the line along the lines of law enforcement officers, and then you have people like this that's in charge. And, you know, I had to go back to what someone said before. You know, I don't mind laying my life on the line, but if I'm going to do it for some jackass, politician that's sending other people's kids to their death, then I have a problem with that. And plus, she has no respect for the military. Most liberals don't have respect for the military or law enforcement. They're more bent on government programs and more or less padding their own pockets. That's why these cities look the way they look.
Well, I agree with you. You know, I did a whole piece around Democrats. I did a whole piece around Democrat presidents. When they get in, the first thing they attack, the first line items they go after, the first things they cut out are the military budgets. That's the first things they seem to pound on. So it I don't get it. I've never gotten it when you go down the list of who has pillaged the military more than Democrats have.
Right, absolutely. And it's like every time we get a liberal in office that they want to take and downsize the military and do this and do that, and that's something that you shouldn't do because that's a sign of weakness. I would rather have a strong military and a strong defense and be able to deal with countries instead of just going and apologizing for everything that somebody's done. I mean, that the United States of America has done compared to what the countries that we go into or whatever to save people or to rescue them from totalitarian dictators or whatever like that. So, you know, my thing of it is that you have to first understand what communism and socialism and capitalism is about before you can have a conversation about people like, you know, Hillary Clinton who got endorsed by the Socialist Party of the United States or whatever. I mean, come on, are you serious? A couple of weeks ago they blew up about David Duke saying that he endorsed Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, well, I can't do anything about who endorses me. If that's what he does, it's not, I can't do anything about it. Okay, so the Socialist Party of the United States did the same thing with Hillary, and then you don't say anything about it. You know, it's interesting how the double standard kicks in when it has to do with her.
Oh, it doesn't kick in. It's always there. They just kind of ignore it until they need it. Hey, let's welcome Linda from Chicago and Jay from West Texas to the show. I always appreciate it when you guys let me know where you're from. But, you know, they don't care. Hey, I don't know if you know about this, but last night it was really funny because I gave the stats for the shootings in Chicago over the weekend last night. And today I got a note from somebody who said, hey, 12 more people were shot in Chicago last night. So as we're on the air talking about how many people were shot and how well those gun laws are working for you, we had 12 more people shot. I mean, what is it going to take to get some of these people, some of the people in these big inner cities to understand this isn't going to work? You need to elect people that are willing to protect you, not keep making you human targets.
Well, I fought Baltimore, 7 shot yesterday or the day before, and it's like the warmer, the warmer it stays, the more people get shot. But then you have, you don't have the mayor talking about that, but she, you know, she's talking about everything else besides law enforcement, the rule of law, and keeping people safe instead of making them move out of the city and getting the devil out of Maryland. You know, for us that have resided in Texas, We all know how the rule of law down there is. You're not going to come down there with that kind of crap or whatever and stuff because it's more conservative than it is liberal. We are liberals in Texas, but they understand, a Texas liberal is not like a Baltimore or a Chicago liberal. It's totally different. You have the liberal Democrat and then you have the liberals. And it's a difference between the two, but these cities are horrible because of the leadership. As I said before, when you have tainted leadership and they have no idea even how to lead or whatever, that's why these cities look the way they do.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. I used to go, years ago, I used to go to a church that was predominantly black. And when I say that, about 85% of the congregation was black. So that was back when Obama ran the first time. Everybody's running around with Obama pins on. You know how it goes, right? Because we're going to have the first African-American president, yada, yada, yada. And then, so this time around, I still have friends at that church. I don't go there anymore, too far away. But I still have friends at the church. And I said to them, so what's it like this time? Are there Hillary buttons all over the place? And so he does a little LOL, okay? He sends me a picture of a bunch of African-Americans in a picture, and they all say, you know, Trump 2016, and then Hillary for prison 2016. So I love these people keep telling me there isn't anybody in the black community with an IQ that's voting for Donald Trump. And, you know, and again, it's just amazing to me. They think if they keep telling us this, we're going to believe it. But, hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan joins us. He's our mad black man from Baltimore. When he comes back, I'm going to see if he's one of the half the men that shave their leg hairs. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of America. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I just want to get right back on again. Corey Duncan joins me. We would lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening out there. Corey, thanks for joining me today.
Always a pleasure, Joe, to come on and give the truth.
Yeah. So you said that there was a little buzz going on in the office today about all this FBI stuff going back and forth and how the quid pro quo and I got to tell you something. People are going, well, there's no proof. Nobody was arrested for it. Nobody was. I was thinking, are you serious? You know, here's a woman who has an email server in her bathroom, okay, and absolutely no security on it. I mean, we go through a whole list of stuff that she's done. Nobody's going to put handcuffs on these people. But what was the conversation in your office about? Hey, I can't hear you.
I said today was my off day, so I got a lot of phone calls about what was going on. But then I got a lot of phone calls because I was sending emails about it. And I'm like, I can't understand how a person can do this. And you know, I was just telling you off air, I wonder who the special agent in charge of this is, because I know either he got an offshore bank account in the Cayman Islands somewhere, or he's gonna get a tremendous promotion if she gets into office. But what, you know, a lot of people don't understand. You need to understand and ask a certain questions. And I heard you know the Hillary for prison. God bless Alex Jones. You know, sometimes he's a little weird, but you know, he's right on point about sending her to prison or whatever. But you know, I heard someone say today, you know, a friend of mine say, well, she's, I had to take the lesser of the two evils. And I'm like, really? I was like, you need to do your research. This woman has been to Bilderberg while she was the Secretary of State. She shouldn't be there. Any standing person that's in the cabinet is not so we go into some sideshow where you talk about world government. So you need to check on things like that, Benghazi, and exactly who you're putting in office. Is Donald Trump, is he the perfect person? No, but that's what we need right now. We need someone that's gung-ho and that's going to go out there and tell these world leaders, look, this is how it's going down, and either you're going to roll with it or you have to be like the Sunbush. Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists, and that's how it has to go or whatever, because this stuff is going around and giving aid to Al-Qaeda, and you got the Russians and Syria going after the rebels. But the thing of it is, you know, you have to understand, Barack Obama caused all this by going into sovereign countries and like Libya, and you go in there and you destabilize it. And I have to say, even with George Bush, he went into Iraq and destabilized, the son Bush went in there and destabilized the country. You can't go in there and rape and take resources, even if it's for the UN or even for the United States of America, because that's exactly what's going on now. That's why you have all these dysfunctional countries, and you got countries like North Korea, Iran, and all of them lining up together, because that's what they try to do in Syria. No offense intended. I love this country, but the government is wicked in some of the things that they do and how they go about it. Assad is running this country. I don't see nothing that he's doing. Hey, we went into Iraq when somebody was yelling about somebody killing babies and incubators and this and that, that and this. And come to find out, none of it was true. And we and the same thing they were trying to do to Assad was go in this country, raping, taking his resources. Barack Obama's not the president of the United States. He wants me to be the president of the UN and the world. And we should have got out of the UN years ago, because without the UN, without the United States of America, it wouldn't be in the UN. So there it is. And Hillary Clinton becomes president, and on the path she keeps, they keep this thing that they're doing with Russia. We're going to be a thermonuclear war sooner or later, because the Russians and Putin's a real leader, and he's not going to take any crap from the UN and NATO or whoever else or whatever. You can't ask this man to allow interceptors in Poland and the Czech Republic, and they can't have offensive missiles in Cuba or whatever. So my favorite is, you can't be the bully of the block if you're trying to be the peacemaker too. You're talking out both corners of your mouth, and that's a hypocrite. We need Trump, because Trump will set us on the path. Is he gonna be perfect? No, but right now we need somebody that's not a politician. And that's why you see Bushes lining up with Clintons, some Democrats lining up with Republicans, and Republicans lining up with Democrats, because this man is not an establishment man. And they know if he gets in there and turns on the light, the rats and roaches are gonna run everywhere, because they know they can't get their fat paychecks no more, because he's not an establishment man. A guy, he's gonna get in there and he's gonna do some wacky things.
Hey.
I'm not gonna say he's not going to, but that's what we need right now. We don't need Hillary Clinton with her and, you know, if you go on my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, you'll see all of the events she's been to with Goldman Sachs, where she ain't got paid $25,000 for speaking for 10 minutes. For 10 minutes, I can speak for 10 minutes. I can speak longer than that. I speak too much on your show.
I'll do it for $2,500. You don't have to give me $25,000.
Exactly.
You know? No, I. So let me ask you a question real quick. Do you shave your legs? I mean, I'm trying to have a lighthearted moment here. There's a story that came out. Somebody's thrown this to me two or three times, and I just got to have some fun with it. It says that almost half of all men are trimming or shaving their legs, all right? So almost half of men admit to, now see, those are the guys that just admit it. We've got a bunch of cowards out there, too, of shaving their leg hair. Male hair trimming that really concerns body hair south of the border, unless you're a professional swimmer or cyclist. But these days, average Joes everywhere are taking razors to their hairy legs. And 51% of the guys say that they would never touch their leg hair. 33% of the guys say, I don't shave clean, but I do use a trimmer to cut it down. 18% of the guys say, I shave regularly. So, are you a regular shaver or what?
Okay, first of all, let me answer this by saying, no offense to
I don't even know how this is making it across social media, but go ahead.
I don't mean to sound homophobic on your show, but here's the thing. Is that a question from the Fillmore District up in San Francisco? I mean, really?
Well, when I saw that, I was thinking, you know, why does anybody really care if people really shave their legs? Now, I know that swimmers shave their, I guess they shave their whole bodies, head to toe, because it shaves off 1/100th of a 1/1000th of a second. It's okay, whatever works. But I always found that to be interesting. Listen, all these, even from last week to this week, we have nine women now that have come out and said that Trump has, in some way, shape, manner, or form, abused them or made a move on them, if you would. There were just two Playboy models that came out and said, listen, we ran with Trump on a whole bunch of different things. Never. He was nothing but a perfect gentleman. Never touched us wrong. Never did anything to us that was wrong or what have you. And the same thing with, I don't know if you saw, Robin Leach was on TV today, and he was doing a piece with Fox. And he said, look, he had nothing but female assistants. And they would be away with Trump for hours at a time, scouting out places. No complaints there whatsoever at all. So, man, these guys got a problem with consistency, don't they, the left side?
Well, see, the only problem about this is a little bit too late. They did this a couple months ago before any of this came up about whatever. You know, really, I mean, my personal opinion about it, we shouldn't even be talking about this anyway. I need the two of them to get on TV, and I need him to get on TV tomorrow. Like, first hit her with the questions about certain things about, I mean, I want to know about the Bilderberg thing, too, and I wish he would ask about it, and I keep hitting him on his page or whatever, but I want him to just be straight, look at the camera, and tell, how you going to put money in my pocket, people back working again, or whatever like that, and making this country strong militarily. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear anything about anything about how ugly she is or this or that or how ugly her heart is. We don't have to worry about it. As I told you again, I'll tell you again, like I tell anyone on any other show or in my presence, if he sticks to the emails, her health, and her policies,
well, yeah,
he'll win.
Because
the name calling, this is the third last one, so he got to go for the juggler. He can't mess around with this playing games or whatever about her character or whatever. We already, anybody that has an IQ knows this woman is dangerous, and she's Satan herself or whatever like that. So I mean to sit up and say, you know, I want him to just go out and just go for what, you know, the issues or whatever. Screw the wall. You worry about the wall when you get in to be president. But I'm a little hesitant about saying that what's going to happen because of the way Hillary is and how sinister she is and how she has the government helping her. And you know, really, she shouldn't even be running. She should be arrested because a lot of things, if they did that where I worked at or have worked at or whatever, it would be no question about it. They will haul you out of there.
We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me just bring him right on because I don't want to waste his time. Corey Duncan joins me as who we lovingly refer to as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me today. Hey, while we were talking during the break, somebody sent me a link. To, you know, the FBI is denying the collusion over the Clinton emails. They're saying they had nothing, you know, this quid pro quo thing is not true. It didn't really happen that way, that kind of stuff. Now what you're seeing is Judge Napolitano came out and he actually read from the documents from the FBI, not from Wiki. That's where people are getting confused. These aren't WikiLeaks documents. These are documents that were actually got from the FBI. So, and yes, they're using the WikiLeaks document to back them up, but the bottom line with it is, it shows that the FBI was in bed with, that's a disgusting thought, in bed with Hillary and all this, right?
Right. And, it's really a big laugher when you sit up and these guys taking a, the special agents in charge and above that knows about all of this or whatever. And the agents below don't know about it or they know about it and they won't say anything. But you see, the thing is that they got them because if it's on paper, then they got them. It's no way they can say they don't know anything about it or this or that. And to be stupid enough to put it on paper just shows just how corrupt they really are.
Well, Corey, I'm loving all this stuff where they're coming out. And at first they didn't say anything about the WikiLeaks documents. They didn't say anything about the emails that were being released. Now, they couldn't deny or corroborate or any of that stuff. Now they're denying them all. We don't know if they're true. We're not even going to deal with them because we don't know if they're real. They're playing that kind of game now. And I think it's hilarious. And they're turning it back around. And now they're talking about how these emails were gotten illegally. They shouldn't be allowed to be used. And even the idiots over at CNN actually came out and said that they had a legal right to have them, but we didn't. These guys are brain dead.
Well, see, the reason why they should have them is because everything, as I told someone else, to stop watching your local television and CNN and MSNBC and even Fox, because everything is in the room and edited, and every major news network conglomerate has a representative from the Central Intelligence Agency that works in there. And they tell them, they sit and they say, we're going to talk about this, we're not going to talk about that. We need more this to be more liberal than conservative. And see, that's how it works. And that's why I say you can't sit up and listen to the news networks, as I was telling a friend of mine yesterday or today that, it's like Fox 5 down in D.C. I have my little cheering section that's down there. I know they can't stand me because I give them the business every time they go and they post something. And I'm like, okay, you post everything about Trump, but you don't ever post anything about Hillary. And it's like you don't get a response or you get the crickets. And there's no sense of listening. For us black folks that listen to Radio 1, the Radio 1 community, these shows in the morning where everybody's a comedian, make jokes and say, well, we can't have this man, he's a racist and this and that, but they don't. But yet, when you ask them, okay, well, what do you don't like about Hillary, they can't tell you because, it's based on racism. And my thing is reverse racism. That's why I say I never want to hear anyone talk about, well, whitey is this or that, or white people racist, or black people, black folks, a lot of them, at least 80 to 85% of them, been racist for the last 8 years for just putting a man in office because he's black or whatever, or because he's talking about...
Yeah, but I did a story this week that said you can't be black and be a racist. You can't... Only white people can be racist towards blacks. That's it. Blacks can't even be racist towards other blacks, according to the article.
Well, that's just totally false or whatever. Because anyone can tell you that most black folks, and not all of them, but the majority of them, if you got $2 more than them, or if you do this or you do that, or you don't follow the crowd and you have your own way of thinking or have a conservative view about things, is that your uncle, your gate is Uncle Tom or this or that. So, my thing is this, that sounds, I'll use a word that we use in the hood, cliquish. Or whatever, and I'm not a cliquish person. Anyone can tell you that I do my own thing, and it's either you like it or you don't like it, and I can care less or whatever. Cause, as the old cliche goes, and I like to say, I'll keep it clean. And when I roll over in the middle of the night, I ain't kissing you or whatever. So, I don't care whether you like me or not.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that so much. You can stay on the air a little longer that way. Oh, God.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I really do appreciate it. All right, so, some of the things that we found out in the WikiLeaks info, and again, it is really interesting that the left, when it comes to the Clinton stuff, the personal stuff, Even Billy Boy's indiscretions in the office, he turned that White House into a brothel almost. That was all personal stuff. If you remember, the left at the time was saying, hey, this is his personal life. This has nothing to do with his presidency. We shouldn't be concerned with it. But yet, we should be concerned with all the Trump personal stuff. Anything that even smells wrong, we should be involved and concerned with. What do you tell your friends on the left when they start going down this road? What do you say to them? And keep it clean.
Well, one thing I would say, because I was a Tea Party person my own self, and I spoke on behalf of them a lot going around the country. And one thing that we always put out there, the grassroots conservative, I'm not going to say Republican, the grassroots conservative is not to be scared to run for office because the media is going to attack you or come after you. The media, I would rather the media come after me and attack me. Somebody said the other day, said, well, I know Donald Trump tonight is sitting up wondering, why did I choose to do this? And these people come after me. I mean, it's all a part of the thing with it is that you have to understand is that it's not a fair playing field. And for him, and I tip my hat to him, he has much respect for me and a lot of people because you're sticking it out. You're not going to buckle and run or whatever like that or whatever. But never be afraid to run for office or whatever like that. Let the media come at you. They're going to say what they're going to say. Hey, look, I always got a cliche and it goes like this. Whatever God has got planned for you, it don't matter who does what. If it's meant for you to get it, you're going to get it. And if that man is right for the job, as he is, and a lot of us conservatives feel that way, even the grassroots ones, the only ones that don't feel that way is the Republicans at the hierarchy. And what did I always tell you on your show? The hierarchy has to go before this party can move on.
Yeah, no, you're not. You, it's true. You're not kidding. What do we learn from WikiLeaks, right? I keep telling people, instead of us being all over the place, we should start pulling this together, and we should start on this mantra and make it that every time you turn on social media, anytime you send an email, anytime you do a tweet, you're running down this road. You know, think about the disgusting things that went on the Clinton mail server. Now, they all said that Hillary had no idea what was going on the mail server. We want this woman as president. She had no idea what was going on her own mail server. She didn't know that the classified material that she had been working with for years, long before she came in there, she used to be the president's wife. So she knew what classified information was all about. The woman doesn't know anything. By her own admission, she doesn't know anything. She doesn't understand how all this stuff works. Yet, and she didn't even know, what was it? She had two phones at one time. She didn't even know she had two phones at one time, according to her. So,
well, see, all of this is a bunch of malarkey and horse hockey to begin with. The thing of it is that, okay, that's like Loretta Lynch. You get off one plane, get on another plane, go, and you got just on the plane talking about volleyball nets, flowers, and this and that. Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, right. I mean, you would have to be a total fool to not know what's going on. And I mean, that's how liberals are. Liberals do things, and it's like, okay, when we do it, we look the other way, or whatever, or we play dumb and stupid. I told you, liberalism is a sickness. It is. It's a sickness. It's not as bad as cancer, but it's close enough because it's in the brain. And it's just total stupidity. That's what it is.
But listen, in your community, I mean, when you talk to your other Black American friends, I mean, she was her team. They were making fun of Black people. They were making fun of a Black lady's name. I don't understand how you let them get away with this. I don't understand how the Catholics are letting them get away with this. I don't get it. I'm just lost.
No, I don't get it either. I don't get it how you could call Donald Trump a racist or whatever. You know, I mean, and today was enough for me when they had said about David Duke a couple weeks ago, but you got this woman being endorsed by the socialists of the United States. I'm like, do you know what socialism is? Do you have this is why I say you can't have an educated discussion or argument an educated debate with a liberal because a liberal, most liberals are the ones that are educated how can you have a conversation with someone and it's like the facts are in front of your face or whatever like that? This woman should be locked up in Leavenworth somewhere because she's a crook. and she's sinister. And for the government, the Loretta Lynch and the Justice Department and all these other officials, the FBI and everything, to go along with her, what is it that, you know, most of the time that I've seen in government.
We got to go. Quick, tell people where to find you. Fast.
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook and Corey Duncan on Twitter.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Lots of crazy stuff coming up in the next few hours. We'll be right back.